Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a hand to need.
Time I found love, what a it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Be brighter.
Molecular, he just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot of Supreme Light. The only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat up first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy thirst. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a go and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids hitting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, until they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Body kill they brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a school with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause none of uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 o'clock, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's
about
to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Ooh, 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 I'm your host tonight, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I am in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. We want to welcome each and every one of you to Black Power Radio and yet another episode of action-packed rhythm for Black Revolution. And we're doing a tribute tonight to the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we hope that you will bring you plus your crew and give your Dr. Khalid story, to give your synopsis or give us your update tonight. You can actually update tonight. As soon as we get everyone in, you got to get close to your radio because you got to make room for those with the smartphone people up front. We're rolling tonight. We have all of them on the first row. There's 18 smartphones on the first row for Dr. Khalid. This is rolling into Black Power Radio with all the dumb phones immediately, and there are about 1, 7 dumb phones right there behind the smartphone, folks, and we are rolling tonight on Black Power Radio. All of the Androids are right there on the third row as usual, and as usual, they're waving from the wings, and we love you, Android folks. We're in love with Androids tonight, and of course, right behind them are those with the paranoid phones. So all of you paranoid folks, we always advise you to buckle your seatbelts, and sit back and enjoy the ride. You with Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar tonight here on Black Power Radio. You're live on Black Power Radio. Packed audience, all the mics are filled up. We are rocking and rolling on Black Power Radio. We've heard from Marvin Gaye and Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes with Teddy Pendergrass. Oh, I miss you so much. We're rocking some. The brothers of Seattle, Washington, doing a tribute to Asada Shakur tonight. And we've been rocking the mic with a beautiful rendition of God is Love by Marvin Gaye. How can you beat it? If you can't beat it, you got to join us right tonight at Black Power Radio. We want you to dial 515-605-9889. But if you're not, Queen Beverly is here tonight and saying that somehow some of the lines are jammed. Everybody can't dial 515-605-9889. So what we want you to do is to dial 202-550-8521. Again, for all of you who are numerically pure at heart, dial us in tonight at 202-550-8521. And you can sit back again. You can damn sure call a friend and tell them to get on tonight at 202-550-8521. And for all of those numerically pure at heart, they can still get us at the network. Some of you can dial in at 515-605-9889. If you can have a whole lot of trouble getting on tonight, then you can dial. We can dial you from the studio. We got the studio has been dysfunction. I mean, must be in Petticoat Junction because it ain't here live in Washington, D.C. But if you're having trouble getting on Black Power Radio tonight, we can dial you from the studio. We can dial you from your zero. And we're doing a tribute that I'm Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we want to get a little spiritual advice going into this show because we want the blessings. We know we got on board our beloved spiritual advisor. Queen Mother Beverly is here. We have the Dr. Critical Truth Bay. We got Black Lightning. And we got what, White Lightning? Oh, my. But somebody got that. They put it on their name tag. I can only call them as I see them, brother and sister. We got 336. So we got us some K.D. Walters out there, North Carolina, South Carolina. My. We got Denver in the house tonight. And we got our brother Shabaka is up in here. Up in here. And he's actually in Oakland, California. So we want all of you to chime in and dive in and dial in and get in where you can damn it fit in tonight because we're doing a tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we hope that you can get on air because I'm going to be fair tonight and let everybody speak on Dr. Khalid. I know you have a Dr. Khalid story, a Dr. Khalid update, a Dr. Khalid YouTube, a Dr. Khalid album. Take back some of that Ice Cube and Tupac. Living Black in a White Man's World. Ice Cube going on Miss 6 O'Clock with the No Curves and No Swerves. just straight up and down 6 O'Clock. You know Miss Nobody. Dr. Umar teaches on them. We're going to get live tonight here on Black Power Radio, but we're going to get us some spiritual advice as we go into the show tonight. Want everybody to buckle your seatbelt, call a friend, even if he don't grin. Bring him on in. We damn, man, we got something here for everybody tonight, live on Black Power Radio. So pump it up, pump it up, pump it up, and call your friends and invite them. Not just you, huh? Not just for you. It's for you and your whole crew. So get live tonight on Black Power Radio. Tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We just returned from New York City, and we'll give you a lot of that later, right after the spiritual advice. Want Queen Mother to come live with us right now and give us our spiritual update from our Queen Mother and our National Spiritual Advisor, Queen Mother Beverly Reese. Peace be unto you and power to the people and Black Power.
Black
Welcome. You're live.
Hey.
You got the crew in the house tonight, Sister Beverly. Yes, we do. They thought we wouldn't get here, but we're here. So come on in and talk Black to us because you're live on Black Power Radio.
Yeah, we here.
Mm-hmm. Doggone glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. Still here.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother, 2024. Grateful.
Yes,
I don't be on, and I apologize. I think this is about my second time saying it. But let me tell you what's going on with me. Dr. Tuesday live by and stand on Seamoss. I got to get me a Seamoss. Little field outside. My health is not good, up to par the way it's supposed to be. Taking a lot of what I eat, and I'm not even going to say age. You know, I had arthritis. My parents, both of them, I was raised with both of my parents till they died. They were together for over 60 years, and both of them had arthritis. My mother had two hip replacements. She had a shoulder replacement. And I guess I inherited it because I got a brother at 71, Gregory, and he walk around like he's 15. And I got the cane and the oxygen. You know, I had the flu right before Christmas. And if you know me, you know I'm on oxygen 24/7 from COVID. In 2020, that's me on oxygen. I got an oxygen tank concentrated by my bed, and I walk with the oxygen tank. So when I had the flu right before Christmas time, it took a toll on me, the after effects of it. So I'm not doing too good. I have a hard time breathing here lately since I came out the hospital out of ICU. And don't charge it to my heart, me not being on here. It's hard for me to do my daily function, my daily chores, because of my breathing. I got to go to a specialist on the 29th because my pulmonary doctor, he's sending me to someone else because my lungs is not getting the air they're supposed to get, even though I'm on oxygen. And I need y'all to pray for me as we pray for each other. But moving, that's why I just wanted to share that. And I need some prayer, some spiritual prayer. God, heal my lungs. And if you know, and most of us on this line know about my son getting killed in spot emergency detention center October 2nd, 2022. They have never protest about releasing the footage of his 4 hours and 37 minutes in that jail. They finally released it. They finally released it in its entirety from the time they picked him up on Chesney Highway and Spartanburg Highway 11 to the to his demise. So he stopped breathing. They finally released it about a week ago. And they want to set up a meeting with me to come and view that. I ain't ready. Maybe somewhere down the line I will be. I don't
if
want
at all possible,
there.
We're going to try to go with you to support you on that move when if you can organize and put it together and give us a good date out there, a good long date, and we can organize and come with you if you'd like us to be there.
We're going to wait a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Brother Akbar, maybe a couple of months, because I'm not mentally, I'm not ready for that.
Yes, ma'am.
You supported me day one. You carried my son's casket, Brother Akbar, and I'm forever grateful to your service, to your service to my family, to your service as a black man to me, to your service, for your service as a human being to me. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about Beverly.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate you. Likewise.
From my son, and we share a bond. Everybody on this line that I'm familiar with is familiar with me. We share a bond. And
that's right.
And sisters and brothers, under the umbrella of God, we share that bond. And it can never, ever be broken.
That's right.
So now that's where I am. And what I told him, what he told me, Christopher Pratt, the lawyer, also, they want to take statements from Andy and myself, LaBelle's dad, my husband, as we know LaBelle, liberations and stuff, that's the word he used, I believe. So I have to set all this up. But like I said, I haven't done too much because after I came out of the hospital, my breathing is not up to par. It's hard for me to even go in the kitchen and cook and clean and stuff. I have to, it's sparingly. I've been having good days and bad days. Like I said, I'm going to the specialist about my breathing. It's nothing that I asked for, nothing I went to look for. It's just something that's going on with my body.
Yes,
and that's basically, I'm not going to take up no whole lot of time, but I just wanted to share that and give that update about what's going on in Beverly Lane Reese's life. And I love y'all. And one thing we have to do, we have to pray and love each other. And
that's right.
With that, I'm going to land my plane.
Go ahead. And a great landing there in nearby Spartanburg, South Carolina. And she's right there in Gaffney. You don't know where Gaffney is. Well, you got to go southbound and look for it. You're going to find it if you're looking for it. Sister Beverly, know that. We got a lot of love in Gaffney. A lot of love in Spartanburg, Greenville, all up and down Orangeburg and the black side and the back side, old good old Hooterville, and some call it Mayberry. We call it Newberry, South Carolina, and all of our networks throughout the whole state and Spartanburg and Sumter, South Carolina, and we can name 10 more places, and we ain't got nothing but love in South Carolina. But with that said, I want to one before mention the Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay is on standby, and I know that she's been on your case as well. And want to welcome her. We've got Kay DeWalt, we got Black Lightning, we got this one and that one. We got Brother Sabaka, but we got live the Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Are you there in Los Angeles? Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Power to the people.
Oh, Black Power, let's keep kicking in the new segment and give all those black brothers and sisters something to do online. You know the crew is on here tonight. So rock it like it's hot, drive it like it's hot, and greet the Queen Mother, Beverly Reese, Beverly Lane Reese, Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. So so grateful.
Black Power, Black Power.
Okay. Now, if you don't know who that is, that's actually my mother. She's joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. So, Odile, the original host.
Hi, Dr. Cruz,
love.
How are hello.
You?
By
How are
yourself.
You, my love? How are you?
God
yes,
bless
I'm
you.
Good. You too.
Thank
you too.
God.
Right on.
Thank God. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, I got my dad back there. He's like the security guard, quiet. But,
hey,
yeah, we
security
ride.
Guard. Hey, Dad.
Dad, did
hello.
You?
Hello, Black Power. Hello.
All right. So we're just on the way to get some dinner. But it is a new year, Black family, and so grateful. 2023. Took us on a journey. There was a lot of changes happening. 2022 was a lot of tragedy. And 2024 is the year of return. I believe that this is the year where a lot of first time everything will happen. When it comes to self-determination, when it comes to an alternative governance, when it comes to justice served on these oppressors, I believe this is the year of return. So I am so grateful for this journey. First and foremost, Black family, it is not an easy one. Revolutionary work, as you know, it is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. And yet we must falter through. There's not an option. So this past Friday was the celebration of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad's birthday. Every year on the 12th, our troops head out to New York and spend some time. Sister Santua, I don't know if she's on the line, but she, I believe, for the last 20 years, if I'm not mistaken, been holding it down with the memorial for Dr. Khalid Muhammad and the influence and the work that his spirit continues to carry on. So we're just going to do a little update on the life and times of Khalid Muhammad. And we would also, we wanted to actually get Mr. Gray on, who's Khalid's son, but we'll get him for future shows. And so for those who've probably been living under a rock, don't know who Khalid Abdul-Muhammad is, we're just going to do a little bio. But he has done a lot of work as far as the founding principles of what the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense represents and what he continues to do as building legacy for the youth, for our Cubs. So it's always good to know the past in order for us to have a successful future. So Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, he was born Harold Moore Jr., January 12, 1948, until his untimely passing, February 17th, 2001. And February 17th is also a day of remembrance as well. So we will always gather those dates in mind. He was a minister and activist and became a prominent figure, at first in the Nation of Islam and then now, as you say, NBPP. And he had a lot of controversy. If you don't remember the infamous Donahue interview, I mean, if you want to YouTube it, you can. But it's always a delight to see Mr. Muhammad, Dr. Muhammad, stand there, stand his ground with all these people asking him, and we know what kind of people it is. We ain't going to say for the sake of some children listening. But we see some of them people there. They wanted to ask him on the spot why his views were so, let's say, out of the box. Why is he so rough and rugged with his thoughts? But he stood his ground, and if you've never seen that show, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. That was a very important episode. because Khalid, he answered the questions with not only elegance, but with direct intelligence. That, my friend, you don't see a lot in leadership nowadays. But we do have some of them that walk in the spirit. You know, we do have our beloved national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, holding it down. That does show us many a time how to stand on your 10 toes, on your 10 revolutionary toes, on how to answer questions when the opposition wants to throw you a curveball, thinking that black empowerment, that the love of our black power is some sort of racist trope. Oh, they would love to throw that. Oh, you're just being racist to live the life of being discriminated upon, but they don't like it when we just want to empower our people. There's a difference. We don't hate nobody. You got to make it very clear. There's the party. We don't hate nobody. We are called the party of self-defense for a reason, family. Because we are constantly being attacked, whether it's spiritually, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically, we are always on the attack. So therefore, we must find some ways and measures to defend ourselves. And that's what it's all about. We love everybody. That is absolutely the doggonest truth. We love everybody. But not everybody loves black power. So that's where we got to keep it straight. Because our families out here, we still don't have a bill protecting our black bodies. We still don't have a politician that really represents us, we the people. We put in our votes like every other man. We still working on that plantation 9 to 5, some of us two, three jobs sometimes. And yet, we still have to empower ourselves. We don't own nothing. You know, the list goes on and on. We already know the story. So why is it that people felt so enamored and so on the fence when we stand up for black power? That's something they just going to have to get over, family. And we just got to keep it moving. Keep it moving. So Khalid Muhammad, Howard Moore was his slave name, but he is Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad to us. He was raised in Houston, Texas, where he attended Bruce Elementary School and E.O. Smith Junior High School, and then the all-black Phyllis Wheatley High School. After graduating high school, Khalid went to Dillard University in Louisiana, where he was known as Harold Vann, to pursue a degree in theological studies. So that's why he has the eloquent spirit of a preacher. When he speaks, he doesn't just speak. We all know. He sends some thunder with his voice. Authority. And that's how we need to stand on our square, family. When we are speaking, whatever it may be, you got to stand in authority and know who you are. Because that is the only thing we have is our own autonomy. Oh, he taught us so much on how to be a leader. I'll tell you that. So after graduating high school, Muhammad went to Dillard University in Louisiana, where he was known also as Alice Howard Vann. But he did not graduate from there, but he did have a degree in theology. At this time, he ministered at Sloan Memorial Methodist Church in 1967, and he was initiated into Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Later, Muhammad transferred to Pepperdine University, and he earned his bachelor degree. So when he went on through his life and got his diploma, he went on in 1988. Muhammad, he organized the Million Youth March. How many of us remember the Million Youth March? Oh, it was a beautiful thing to see hundreds of thousands of our young people. In honor of the Million Man March, that was just a year before. Absolutely, it was My mama said she was there. Yeah, so
I was there.
Yeah, so speaking of that, Queen Mother Beverly, you know, my mama, we was in New York at the time, so we got a lot of blood up there in the Great Apple. So that's another day. Oh, we gotta turn around. So the Million Youth March in New York City, which attended an estimated 7,000 participants, and New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Oh, and now we know what Giuliani's known for attorney, as the attorney for Mr. Donald Duck Trump. But before then, he was the mayor of New York City. That's right, wearing a dress and all. Probably one of the worst, but then again, he did what he did like other mayors did, you know, just be about them. That's what it's all about. But that's a long ways before. So Rudy Giuliani denied the organizers a permit. Can you believe that, Black family? So in 1998, Rudy Giuliani denied a permit to the Million Youth March. And so a court ruled that the event could go on, but scaled back the duration of the size. So for those who may not know, the Million Youth March almost didn't happen. It really almost didn't. But what is ordained by God, so let it be. And so that's what it was. And then in the year 2000, he was on the show Big Brother. And then that march was the second march in 1999 for the Million Youth March. So those are just a highlight of the things that Khalid Muhammad stood for and the legacies that we still need to continue as far as we move. So with that being said, I'm going to relinquish the mic back to our host, Sheikh Iman Akbar, and to the rest of Black Power Listening Family. Thank you again for listening to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, and that is the reason that most of them had those issues with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad is simply because of Black Revolution, of Divine Black Revolution. And Divine Black Revolution is the only solution to clear up the problems of we the people at this hour. And he stood for Black Revolution and came as a student of the Honorable Idi Amin. Came as a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Came as a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right here.
And none of them ever let up off of the backside of the opposition. We remain in the backside of the opposition at this hour. Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, let me mute. I'm sorry.
Something?
No, Black Power, I'm up in the mute.
Okay, Black Power, Black Power. And this is why we come today for Black Revolution. We didn't come to pussyfoot around or to play hopscotch or to charm anybody or to interest anybody. But we came for Black Revolution. Many don't see Black Revolution as the only solution. But I'm going to yield the mic out to our beloved brothers. Again, hats off to Yaa Santiwa. We should have her on tonight. Yaa Santiwa, the Empress, Crystal Muhammad. We got a lot of brothers out there that were at the Million Youth March, and I hope we can get them all to chime in. And we had Brother Ramju and them. All them brothers were all instrumental in making this happen. And let's see if we can get Black Lightning to the mic. We got Black Lightning over there in the west side. He can talk black to us tonight with Black Power.
Oh. Black Power, Black Power, who that is? Repeat
Welcome
after me,
Power
everybody. Can you unmute everybody's mic? Is Toothpaste still there? How many people we got on the line? Or do you have to put it in the comments?
Let's rock that mic, sir.
Okay,
I am a black revolutionary. A black revolutionary. And then again, I am
a Black Panther.
A black revolutionary. Black Power, Black
and
Power.
And
I am
black
Panther.
Revolutionary.
I am Black Revolutionary. Black Power. And welcome to the
Black
Airways.
Power.
Black Power.
Malcolm X, as he was saying, the radio tells you that it's raining. Well, in my words, the radio and the TV man tell you that it's raining, so you don't bother to go outside to see that it's just scattered clouds, you know. So they ignore us and make it like we're not there. when we are. They ignore the reparations in the press because they're too busy. Got us looking in the past. For one, we looking at 27-year-old murder case, which they solved way back then, but it was them that did it, so they had to wait a little bit, you know, so they can get a scapegoat. Who knows? Tupac might still be alive, him and Biggie, living on Epstein Island somewhere. Y'all think that man's dead? He got a scapegoat for him, too. But I was just saying that don't believe everything you read in the press and don't believe everything you don't see in the press. Because, you know, what they do, you know, what they say is his story, not her story, and definitely not our story. So in the news, in the black news, right, in the black diaspora news, I would say shout out to the Republic of New Africa, making great strides, and we'll just keep it under our hat until we make all the necessary announcements. I just want to say the plebiscite issues get brought to them because, see, they're looking at us anyway from coast to coast, and they're trying to see how they can set us up again like they did in California with the plebiscite issues setting on the table for our reparations as foundational black Americans for Republic of New Africa, black Americans, so we can get our reparations on the table without it being given to us by a panel of, let's say, foreigners that have never had the stories handed down from generation to generation, because that's the only way we're going to get our story, you know, is handed down from generation to generation, you know, going all the way back to Africa, if you will. And as I was going to say about Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, when he was the captain under the minister, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and he was the captain under Farrakhan, you know, and Farrakhan gave him the name, you know, so by Farrakhan blessing him with that monarch of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, let's say that the same person that named Khalid is was named by the minister himself, named by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who also in the same breath named Cassius Clay Muhammad Ali. And I let our Minister of Information loose on y'all on the details, but he beat the heck out of the brother when he was boxing him because he wouldn't call, and he can't call him a brother because he wouldn't acknowledge his name. He said, "What's my name?" as he was beating on him. So with that lineage, I would say, is a great lineage to be handed down. And as Khalid had named Akhenaten and Zynga, our rest in power to all of our ancestors that came before us in that lineage. And let us say that it came all the way from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, from his lips to on down, as we pass the our story, you know, pass our story on down, you know what I'm saying? So in our story, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, "Revolution, woo!" I should put some music on behind this joint. "Is the only solution." But instead of music, Dr. Truth Bay mentioned Dr. Khalid on Donahue, and I do have a piece of it right here. But he also said, "Revolution is the only solution." That's what Dr. Khalid said. Dr. Khalid said, "Revolution is the only solution." And he said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, revolution is complete, constructive change. And all the Panther Cubs, y'all can get your ink pen and write this down. Revolution is complete, constructive change. Black power, that part. As I was saying, we don't want them to tell us that it's raining outside when they're actually dumping poison into the ground to kill the crops. So we don't have to believe what they say. And we definitely don't want them spinning the narrative for us. So I would propose that we go to the National Press Club and we do a press conference there in their own spot. We ain't got to ask them to come to us because there'll be hundreds of them up in that joint. All we got to do is just march up in there and do it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know if it's going to be that easy unless you're making a delivery. Say, we all making deliveries, all right. See, he's got an envelope and he's got a box and he's got a scroll. See, I don't know who the rest of these people are, but they with us. Black power, that part. And we go up to Capitol Hill and we get some things done. You know what I'm saying? Because the only way we're going to get it done, we can't march outside the White House. They got it blocked off. You can't get inside. And if you did get inside, you're only going to go on a tour. That who wants to do that? What we want to do is we want to go up in here to the House buildings up on Capitol Hill. We're going to go to the House buildings and the House office buildings, and you have the SOBs too. I don't mean the SOBs as in SOBs, but the Senate office buildings. And so we go up in these joints and we get done for each state what needs to be done, you know, and approach it that way, you know, because they keep telling us, as soon as you tell me who to go over your head to go to, that's who I'm going to. So as the kind mayor, as he was talking to our benevolent leader, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, at the city council meeting in, was that Spartanburg or Roxboro? But enough of the details. You can come back with the details. Point is, he said...
Yeah, we hit him at both. Don't worry. You ain't wrong. We hit him at both. Roxboro and...
Spartanburg and Roxboro.
And
Gaffney first, yeah.
Rockville.
But that Beer Belly Sheriff in Gaffney.
Raleigh-Durham.
It was Gaffney. Yeah, when we was in Gaffney, and that Beer Belly Sheriff say that it was out of his hands, and we was nailing his ass to the cross in the daggone city council meeting, and the mayor said, if you want somebody off the city council, then you have to go through the senator. So that's the next step. And we got the senators right up here on Capitol Hill. That's what I'm alluding to. But as well as the brother who was in charge of their daggone finances. So we know who to talk to hit them in the pocket and get their funds frozen, you know. Maybe we can have it allocated to New Black Panther Party. We can patrol our own streets because it's whose streets? Our streets. Whose land? Our land, and, you know. So I'm just saying we can patrol our own much better because we know who's who, you know, and we know how to calm them down, and we know when they can't be calmed down. We know who can't be calmed down. Say, well, everybody just clear the streets until he calmed down or leave. That's the easy way, you know. What they want to do is come in and shoot us down as first chance they get just because somebody got drunk and threw a bottle against the wall. Oh, man, they grew up doing that in the projects. So hit the $77 Baker so we can keep the Black Soul Train on the road, you know. That's $77 Baker as the chief say, put some mean green in the black machine, you know, and we don't want them to hear it from the grapevine. See, what I'm saying, Chief, I know it's the first time you're hearing this brainiac idea, but we need to grab the press by the jugular vein. Grab them by the collar, pull them in close, and say, "Now listen here. Here's what we're gonna do, and we can do it outside. That's even better. Because if we just gather outside, believe me, it's easy for them to just come downstairs. They'd be like, well, I don't know. We're gonna send Dan Rather's old ass out there, but we're gonna have to send Dan Rather, his cousin." A nephew down there or somebody, because New Black Panther down there, and they have something to say, and so we're not going to let y'all spin the plebiscite issue anymore. The plebiscite issue is our issue, and it's about reparations, and it's about building our own nation, so we won't have to, our own nation right here. That means we're going to have some land, which was the original plan, the original scam, the original their deal. They love saying, "Here's the deal, huh? Here's the deal." The deal was supposed to be 40 acres and a mule. Now, with interest, that has expanded, and we don't use mules no more. We use tractor trailers and stuff like that. But anyway, back to what I was saying, because I don't want to get lost. We need the transportation money to be put in $77 Bakers, so that we can get to old James Clyburn, you know, because, you know, he won them kiss-ups, I think, you know, because he going to run back to Massa, like, what's his name, on Django, the guy named on Django, Samuel L. Jackson's character, you know. So anyway, we're not going to let them spend it no more. And I land my plane on this. If we allow them to keep telling us it's raining when they're pouring acid rain into the air, then we damn fools. We need to go out with umbrellas, that's a damn sure, and maybe some raincoats, keep that shit up off of us. But that's what they're pouring down. They're pouring down bullshit, because most of the time I go outside and ain't no damn rain. Say, what's going on out here for real? So you see all the helicopters, and you see all the blue and red lights. Say, what's going on down there? Say, oh, man, it's a traffic stop. That many cop cars for a traffic stop? Nah, something else going on down there. So that's what usually happens when it's us. You find just us, you know? Okay, Black Power. I don't want to hog the mic.
Black Power.
And shout out to your Queen Mother. I hope you're feeling better.
All right.
Queen Mother Beverly.
And thank you, Brother Black Lightning, for your contribution tonight on Black Power Radio and updating us and getting
oh, by the way, we're doing the Samuel
Baker
cast tonight. I'm doing the Samuel cast tonight on Facebook Live, so you know, so everybody be on their best behavior.
Yeah, so everybody can pick up on the continuity of the tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad on Facebook Live for Black Power Radio. I guess that's just the name we're using, is Black Power Radio, and we've been in here since, 2000.
Under
12, 13, 14. Yeah, and we want you to tune in and listen up to our beloved brothers out here at 336. We've got a 336-336-979. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, brother. Black Power.
Black Power.
This is a tribute to Dr. Khalid Muhammad, right? And I used to watch videos on Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and he had one of those videos. It was saying before the coming of the white man, and we didn't have to deal with a book. And now what I got out that subliminal message, it was building towards getting more knowledge. And what one of the sisters, Queen Mother, had said in one of the early parts of this great podcast, she was talking in reference to that. And one of the sister, Dr. Truth Bay, is that her name, Dr. Truth Bay? she had said something so meaningful too. And that right there alone, the journey of self-determination, and that's something that I always did from the age of 25 years old. And it's like a 24/7 thing for me without an option, like she said, building a legacy for our children. And within that itself, within that alone, the brother had said one time before, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, he said the white race is absolutely disagreeable to get along with in peace. No other people on the face of the earth have been able to get along with white people since white people have been on our planet. Now, that right there within itself, we got to take a look at that, because for the last 460-some-odd years, we have not been able to get along with this white man and his counterpart, which is his female. And they've always did something very vindictive to try to tear black people down and put them in a whole different option. We're just not going for it no more. And we got brothers out here that got a willingness to put their life on the line to make it clear that we don't play and God is in control of everything. And what we basically trying to do is we're trying to go for self-determination. There's no other option. Black revolutionary is the only solution, like the brother had said on here. In order for us to get into that, we all got to have like minds and so on and doing the right thing. But within that, on this whole plan that we got going right here for black power, we got to stay on course. And we got to know that this white man going to come against us. But we got to have the fortitude to go out there and do what's right for our people. And I say that with black power. Black power.
Black power. Revolution is complete. Black power. Constructive change.
Black power.
Oh, I have that clip of the Donahue. If you want to, if you want me to play it, I'm playing it to the big speakers. You can probably hear it good.
We've run about three. How many minutes is fair? Let's ask some of the hosts. What's a fair amount of time to give? Donahue is a dynamic piece to give tribute to the honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Yeah, hit it for 3 minutes. Is that fair, you all? 3 minutes of Dr. Khalid on the tape. As our vast listening audience to other folks, but go ahead and drop it like it's hot. You got it already queued up?
Yes, sir.
Drop it like it's hot.
General Schwarzkopf, General Westmoreland, General Patton, General MacArthur, and Eisenhower. America awards her killers, and they get ribbons and stripes and bombs. I'm sensitive to the pains and suffering of the loss of life on that train, but I'm one of the rebellious slaves. And so when black people stand up out of pain and suffering and frustration, I understand after 500 years. We also
you talk about the response of some African Americans to for example, the book which attempts to prove that Jews are involved in the slave trade. You're happy to let them see that. You talk about white folk.
Let's get right to what he was going to say, his reply.
The Holocaust, but we have lost over 600 million. And so I believe that education process must be a process of two steps. Inspiration and information. So I seriously give information, but black people are people of rhythm and spirit, so I also give inspiration.
From your speech at Kane College in 1960, Chief Luthuli, the head of the ANC, received the Nobel Peace Prize, you reported to your audience, reminded them, for nonviolent struggle. Just like Mandela just received it with F.W. de Klerk. How could you stand with your oppressor and your enemy and receive the Nobel Prize for nonviolent struggle? You have, you do not support Nelson Mandela's strategy in the struggle to free black people in South Africa?
Let us first of all be very clear here, Phil. Nelson Mandela is my brother.
So
he
Jesse
is a member of the family, and so is Jesse, and Jesse is a very brilliant man. We just want him to return home and stop being used by the enemy and the oppressor against his people. Now back to Brother Nelson Mandela. And certainly we can never mention Nelson without mentioning Winnie Mandela. But Nelson Mandela's attempt at a multiracial government in South Africa after the murder of men, women, children, and babies, and the rape of South Africa, a criminal settler colony that has been established like Israel there in that part of the world. I cannot go along with one man, one vote. Let me say why. If someone broke into your home, Mr. Donahue, and actually bum-rushed your home and black boots stomped your door down and came in and robbed and raped everyone in the household and was able to take the wealth of your home and parlay it into an empire. This is an invader. This is an intruder. This is a murderer. This is a burglar. This is a criminal. So you have no responsibility to share your home with them. They broke in and committed the crimes that they did.
You want
black power.
You said about South Africa. We give him. That is the
black power. I give up my 3 minutes. Yeah, that was powerful right there. It's like, y'all going to let them black in? When we already tried to move in to the burning building once before so we could go in there with cups of water and put it out, and we know that didn't work. Black power.
Black power, black power. As we yield back out to we've got the Queen Mother. We've got Dr. Truth. Are you still there with us? As we reach out to California.
Maybe a couple of us together, we can throw a big old black power blanket over the fire and run
black
everybody
power
up out of there and sweep it out and declare it Black America. Put a flag up front, and you're going to have to show what you call a passport to get in, and we're going to stamp it with an RPG flag. You dig? Black power. I'm fired up behind here and Dr. Collins.
Black power.
It was a little scary because
of
the old tape.
We're reaching out to
Black
y'all Santa War for a part of the tribute, and you all can go on in your general conversation until I reach out. We'll be black live on Black Power Radio. And in the interim, we got Dr. Truth Bay. We've got Queen Mother. We've got D. Walt. I wish y'all would carry on until we get y'all
Dr. Collins,
Walt, Empress, Prince Mohammed, some others that are coming online. Black power, black power.
And
black power, let Dr. Collins hold it down.
You said about South Africa, we give him, that is to say white people, 24 hours to get out of town by sundown. That's all. If he won't get out of town by sundown, we'll kill every white that ain't right that's in sight in South Africa. We kill the women. We kill the children. We kill the babies. We kill the blind. We kill the crippled. We kill them all. We kill the faggot. We kill the lesbian. We kill them all. You say, why kill the babies in South Africa? Because they're going to grow up and oppress our babies. So we kill the babies. Are you seriously presenting yourself as a man interested in the future of your people with this kind of rhetoric? I'm just as interested in the freedom of my people as I am in the self-determination of the Kuji Chagulia, self-development, them being self-defining, self-respecting, and self-defending. If the white man has killed millions of our people and you cannot deny the undeniable and indisputable and irrefutable truth, fact, truth, and history of their bloodshed there in South Africa. I said it would be merciful if they would leave. I don't agree with a government, a sham government. No man walks out of prison after 27 years and becomes the president unless there's a script and a plan behind the scene to remove the economic sanctions from whites in South Africa. But no real plan for redistribution of the wealth, the Oppenheimers, the De Beers, and others, they are sucking the blood of our people. But I said, be merciful. Give them a period of time. Truman gave the Japanese a period of time. But when they didn't comply, he dropped the bomb on men, women, children, and babies. I make no apology.
Wait, hold on.
I believe that the invasion of South Africa was an act of unprovoked war. One nation against another nation, and nations must fight for the self-determination. They had no business there, Mr. Donahue.
Yes. Would you like to see Aristide?
There we go. Black power.
All right, black power. Black power.
Hey,
we
talking about Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad tonight. We're giving a tribute to one of the greatest leaders of the new Black Panther Party, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, who told us they're giving us what are they doing? I'll come back to that. Black power.
You come on, black and black power. We got our queen mother. Okay, we just lost. God, hold on. We just somehow lost her. Let me get her black online. I may come back through the other line. Let's see what we got here. I don't know if that's I'm trying to test it to see if it's a technical.
Are they lighting up
the
lines off the Facebook? I got the number on the Facebook. I hope they lighten up the lines. They should be lighting
black
up the lines. Everybody on here, call the number on the thing.
And, let me play this
one here on Facebook.
And press 1
to get
in the call.
You're going to talk to Walt. Let me see. If you're going to talk, I don't have to. I was going to play a number here. I'll be right back.
Don't do that.
Back.
I got more Dr. Collins. Wait a minute.
Oh, you said
don't
you
do
have
that. I got more Dr. Collins right here.
I didn't
think
you didn't have it, but you got to be organized. You be structured and organized and drop it like it's hot. I'll be right back to the air. Black power.
Black power. We got it.
Black power.
We can hold it down for a minute. What was it? Now I can think without everything going on. Mayaba Mizo. That's what
bring
it was.
Bring it on black, brother. Bring that on black.
Yeah, Mayaba Mizo. Swahili. And that's what Dr. Khalid, one of the things he taught me anyway, meaning Mayava, death and destruction in the worst possible way, and Mizo, mean they did it on purpose. So that's what's being done to us so much, you know, as a people, with all this police-style genocide, you know. I don't even think some of these guys are cops. I think they're out there just to genocide in one way or another, whether it be by shooting or whether it be by strangulation, or in some of these cases I've seen, looks like they're using hypodermics. So we have to be careful as a people and do like the, like they did when the Romans tried to come up the mountain to Melchizedek the first, you know, and he said, well, since we know the mountains better than you do, come on up. You have our invitation, you know, and that didn't work
yeah.
out too good for them. That didn't work out good for him at all. See, he didn't do like Hannibal. Hannibal snuck up on Rome, went around the Alps, and his troops said he crazy because he got to go through the snowy Alps with elephants and stuff. And a lot of the elephants died. A lot of the troops, they turned back. But the troops that remained loyal, they saw victory in the end. So that's what we're asking, is for our troops to stay loyal. So we will see victory in the end. And let me
black
get back
power.
To Dr. Khalid.
Black power.
Black power.
We do have live on the line. She's on the schedule. We have the Honorable Sister and Empress and Queen Mother of Harlem and Brooklyn, the Empress, Queen Mother, Ya Asantewa, here with us.
Black
power.
Black power. Sorry, I wasn't
black
power.
It's always
get
good
my
to
hug.
Hear someone glad to
my
see me or talk to me.
Black
I'm
power.
So hard. I was told that I was so hard that they didn't want to call me Isabella, Harriet Tubman's name before she became Harriet Tubman. But I just want to thank, I don't know, Sheikh, Mr. Akbar, Iman, I want to just thank him so much for doing what he do. Even when his car is broke down, he somehow drives on one wheel, but he keeps his commitment and he gets here. And we just had a good old-fashioned time in just celebrating the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad and, of course, the Honorable Arthur Maddox and others. But tonight was, of course, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and this was his born day. Our next tribute to Dr. Khalid would be February the 17th, the day that he made his transition. We'll be doing something else, and we're seeking location as I speak to have this time. We need to have these brothers and sisters who've given their life and all the way to the dirt. We should celebrate them every day, not just wait for their born day, but just do this every day. I said, they, when they lower me to the dirt, I still be saying, still I rise. Like dust, I'll still rise. We are the ones who are going to lead the revolution. It is us. The ancestors have left it with us to carry on. So it's our responsibility to light that fire. Ms. Akbar, last Friday, the people were so thirsty just to hear Doc name and the contribution he made and just to hear the talk of Black nationalism, being Africanism. They're thirsty, but it somehow seemed like we kind of fell by the wayside in terms of getting that work out and institutionalizing so that the community can get it regardless of whether they open up their institutions to us. We must institutionalize it in the street, in our homes, in our churches, in our mosques, wherever we are. We have to talk about reparations and liberation. If we ain't talking reparations, then we talking suicide. You know, we got to fight. And they're not going to give us reparation. This is what Doc said in the last message, enough Negro stuff. He said, they're not going to give it to you. You're going to have to take it. Then how do we take it? What are the ways that we can take it? Well, they bloodsuck us. They bloodsuck us to death in our communities. How can we bloodsuck them? The only thing they love and worship is money. We keep our money in the pocket. Martin Luther King is a very good example on how you can break these companies without participating your money in their system. And I think that we have not successfully done that since Martin Luther King. And I think it's time that in 24, we need to have an action plan that will work. And we know that if we just feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and make sure we have shelter, we got enough clothes to last us for another 20 years. Clothes and shoes, I mean, it's like water. We have that. But if we stop patronizing the businesses in our community that are not our businesses, we will empower ourselves to be able to make demands that they have to address. But if we're just continue to give all our money to these people, they have no reason to stop doing what they're doing. They're only going to stop when we make it stop. And Akbar is just awesome. And what I love about you, Akbar, is that you're not afraid. You are fearless. And you're not scared, and you're not, you know what they call it, Uncle Tom, and I don't know if that's the proper word, but you're not selling out. You're not selling the people out. And you say what you want to say. And that's what Khalid did. Khalid said what he wanted to say, how he wanted to say it. Malcolm was the same way. And that because of that, people loved him. You got to be able to reach the people, the heartbeat of the people. You got to speak truth and love to them. And they got to feel you. Because if they're not feeling you, You talk all the talk you want, but if they're not feeling you, they're not going to feel you. They have to feel you. So I think we had a good time. People calling me, talking about when we're going to have the next one. I told them seeking another space, and we hope to have more Panthers out. One of the things about the Panther movement is you got to go to the classes. You have to study behavior, all these things we do. What is it? 12 general orders. The other ones that we must know, how to talk to our people and how to give respect to them and demand that they give respect to us. But if we're misrepresenting what we're supposed to be about as Panthers or Black empowerment, then our people are not taking us serious. You know, they feel that we're not capable of being the successors of taking care of people to their liberation. So I say we're gonna organize New York. We've been waiting for some others to come in and fill that board. But if no one is doing that, then we're forced to do it ourselves and maybe recruit new people and bring in new people. But the fight must continue, and we will continue. And New York City was one of Khalid Mohammed's favorite places. And when he walked the street, the people would follow him, and just a whole crowd of people just followed behind him and walking with him as he walked and talked to the community and showed his love for the love of my people, he says. So we have to continue that. Next month, we have Malcolm X passed in, he was assassinated. Khalid was assassinated. What's his name? Brother in Louisiana, who was the mayor of Louisiana. He was assassinated in February. My husband was assassinated in February. We have a lot of those great ancestors who were assassinated. And when I say some of them, it wasn't with a gun. It was a biological, chemical warfare that they used to destroy our strong Black men. So we have to be very careful about who we mate with, who we be with, where we eat, what we drink, and certainly be aware of the enemy that's around us. And they're listening to us now. They want to know what we plan to do and how we plan to do it. But we have another force, a force that will be an intervention on our behalf. And only that spirit knows. We don't even know. But we will win. And we're on, as Dr. Jeffries always say, a victorious path, because justice will be served and we will win. And I'd like to encourage everyone who are listening to this radio station, stay with this station. Support it as best you can. But listen and you will learn the history of our people. That's why they don't want it in schools anymore. They want the multicultures, really multi-confusion, so you don't really get the truth. So it's our responsibility to teach the truth in our homes, in our churches, in our mosques, and in the streets. And so that's basically all I have to say until we get ready for the part two in Black History. I don't like to say Black History Month. In next month, Black History is 365 days around year round. So we just, y'all keep up the good work. Don't get discouraged, no matter what it looks like. Don't get discouraged. If people don't support you, don't get discouraged. There's a spirit that will keep us going no matter what the challenges is. The spirit will keep us going. Again, I say I want to thank Washington, D.C., and Mr. Akbar for coming up. And he brought two people with him. And certainly our brother back in the fold, and he held down the post like a Panther, a very professional. He took care of the post very well. And we certainly look to do a better job and have more on post with us. So I look forward to seeing you in February. Black Power.
That's Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Black Power.
This is Outside the World. We were very excited to be in New York City, in Harlem, a place frequently traveled by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and all through Harlem, telling you the stories of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. There's not a legacy on earth as far as a freedom fighter. As in Dr. Khalid is unmatched, and we always tip our hat, our kufi, and anything else we may. Anybody have a hamaka, yarmulke? Whatever you got, you can tip it to Dr. Khalid for Black Revolution, for the Black people of the earth. And he has done freedom fighting in Africa and home and abroad. But he carried that legacy, and it's unmatched. And we're proud to serve in the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And he taught us so much. He took me personally throughout the state of Texas to do a work behind the walls. And many don't service the prison community because they don't have the sensitivity. They have not been divinely prepared to do a job, to heal a man, to mend a people, to do the delicate surgery that's necessary to repair us mentally, spiritually. The white man is not going to do that. The Asians and the Eurasians are not going to do that. The Arabs and the Belgium and the France and the bloody Brits are not going to do that. They don't want to see you repair. Right. They don't want to see you get up, fight you. They will fight for their revolution from another Euro or another Paleolithic cannibalistic savage. They will fight those savages and say that's justifiable war. They will bomb them savages and say it's justifiable bombs. These user-friendly bombs that have been put out by the Urals is acceptable bombs. These are user-friendly bombs. When the black man stands up to bomb, then he is a terrorist. He's out of his mind. He's a no-good black militant, and he's something else. When he wants to fight for his freedom and fight for his equality and fight for justice and liberation, there's something wrong with us. They will cast dispersions and tell others to don't go near him. He's a terrorist. Don't go around there. Those folks are militant. And they put those labels and jackets on us. The Black Panther Party successfully shook that jacket and successfully stood that white man down. We cannot bow down to an inferior knowledge, an inferior man, an inferior mindset. We must cling today at this hour to our own family value systems and put new systems in place and new ways of government. We are retarded if we go and bow down to a lesser of a man mentally, spiritually, socially, politically, culturally, and in every manner which you can measure a man. The white man has never measured up to us in our scientific, just the ancestry of our scientists. It's startling to the white man to know that we erected the pyramids, that we would have findings in medicine and findings in every field of human endeavor. We've outfoxed the white man. We've outmaneuvered this goddamn cracker. And that's what I'm saying to you today, that you must stand on your revolution and leave the white man's revolution alone. You're so sensitive that you are so dominated by some gene of appeasement. You seeking to appease this goddamn cracker. You want to please the white man and his woman, as Dr. Omar calls the snow buddy. You want to appease that goddamn snow buddy. You want to warm up to that goddamn snow buddy. But you don't want to stand and look at that as your enemy. And you want to take down the enemy and stand up for your own revolution at this hour. Enough, right?
Yes. And Dr. Revolution Dr. is the only
that.
Solution. Yes.
You can't
yes.
own that. Huh? You must yes. stand up. Deal with this crack at this hour. So Black Power, again, y'all said to boy.
Dr. Umar, I call you Dr. Umar, but Ms. Akbar, I love you because you call it like it is, like it's real. And I remember the Million Youth March. Oh, boy, he stood that Giuliani gown. And his goons, they all had to bow down to that bald-headed black man, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And they couldn't even arrest him. They wanted to arrest him. They wanted to kill him, but they couldn't touch him. You know, God and the ancestors and the people was all around him. And we say victory for the Million Youth March. We're bringing that back again this year in the spirit of Dr. Khalil Muhammad. Black power.
Black power, black power. And a strong black nationhood and brotherhood. As you all continue, you could continue, DeWalt and others that were online with your conversation on the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mahdi. And this is a strong legacy and a strong freedom fighter. And we could never forget and never thank Allah enough for the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mahdi. Black power.
Black power. I do have a clip.
The black that talks.
Unless the brother DeWalt was trying to chime in. I do have a clip after that, though, of exactly what Sister Queen Mother Santawa was just talking about. But after you, brother, I believe you were saying something.
Black power, yeah, I was saying something. I was listening to what the sister had said earlier, and I'm going to chime in on what basically, you know, piggyback off some of the stuff she was saying. We as a nation, we must know that we can't go no farther without our women. I'm speaking from the man's point of view. Our women is the most valuable piece on the chessboard of our nation. And these women are very powerful. And the energy that they give to us as men, it radiates outwardly, and we're going to build off that energy together and build one of the most powerful black nations you ever have ever dreamed of. And that's just my vision, and that's something that I know, and that's something that keeps me going daily, being fearless, so fearless. And with that radiating outwardly, it would gravitate to the masses of our people and help them understand how powerful we have been as a people throughout the annals of time. So I want to just let the brothers and sisters know on this radio, don't fear nothing. Just come out of her, my people. Come out of her. And let's build this thing together. Black unity, black excellence, black geniuses come together. And let's keep this ball rolling with black power, black love, and black unity. And I yield.
Black power, black and powerful, as always. Brother Hiram, I got a little piece of what Sister Yah was talking about.
Okay, whatever's coming through, it's coming through muffled. I'm going to have to muffle that out real quick. Whatever's coming through super muffled. And we have online tonight, along with Sister Yah Sandra, all the radicals and all of the ones that have chimed in so far, and we just happen as we can be to have the most honorable doctor and our chairwoman, Crystal Muhammad, is live online right now. And she's going to give you a portion of the legacy of the honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Mahdi from the chairwoman's perspective. Welcome to Black Power Radio, Crystal Muhammad, and Black Power. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power.
Wa alaykum salam and Black Power to you, Sheikh Imam Akbar, Yah Asantewa, Black Lightning, and all of the new Black Panther parties, all of the brothers and sisters that are listening. Want to first and give, be first to give our honor and praise to Allah the Most High and all of our warrior ancestors and the Orishas and the Loas and all of those African spiritual systems that have brought us through the Maiafa, which we know they called and talking about this modern day Holocaust that's going on in the East, in the area of Northern Africa that they're calling Israel. And we're sitting here going through a continuation of the Maafa here in the United States of America. But on January the 12th, the born day of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who was born right here in the city where I'm currently residing in Houston, Texas, over in Fifth Ward. I've been living here a moment back and forth between Houston and my hometown of New Orleans. Same stuff, different city, where as it relates to black people. I'd like to give a shout out to Yaa Santawar. From all my days of being in the New Black Panther Party, she has been the most consistent with keeping up the honoring and raising and celebrating the life and legacy in New York of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad's birthday. Black Power salute to you, Yaa Santawar, and all the work that you continue to do for our people. The brother, Imam Akbar, you have been on the front line. You even came down to Houston when I first got started in the party and helped me to get my chapter and region
Black
together.
Power.
I appreciate that, Black Power. To brother Black Lightning, who I got the honor of meeting on the battlefield in October when we went into Mississippi to deal with the lynching and the dismantling and decapitation of Brother Rasheem Carter. They're still lynching us. We are still going through a Maafa as a people. Mm-hmm. I was on the Empress Cheese radio last night with the Millions of Women movement, and I reminded us, still in captivity. We are still being governed and ruled over as subjects by the people who enslaved our ancestors. The 13th Amendment did not free us. I'm here to tell y'all. It says you cannot be a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. When did that translate into us being free? And then the 14th Amendment back those and says we are the subjects of this government. What is this government but a group of families and individuals who are the same people who were responsible for the taking of this land from the indigenous, who I say to you are our ancestors. What does a Native American, so-called American, look like? They look like you and I. These crackers go and rename us, and we go for that. They came over here and saw dark-skinned, melanated people who are already here. Let's just keep it real. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who we were all students of, who Dr. Khalid was a student of, who Malcolm was a student of, taught us that we are the original people of the planet. There's not a corner of the earth that we were not the original people of. So, of course, we're the indigenous of this land and Africa. We traveled everywhere. But if we look at the origin and go through the anthropology, we will find that the origin, no matter what you say, how they try to remix it, create these artificial borders, we originated in the motherland of Africa, and we spread throughout the planet. This is a fact. That's why no matter where they went, they found melanated black people. If they went in the island somewhere, but just because they go on an island, the island of Jamaica, or let me say the island of Haiti, and they might be speaking patois, and they say that's a Haitian, but it's still a black person. If they came to America, and they are so-called North America, and they saw the Cherokees and the Choctaws and the Awoks, they look like us. But we let the minority. We outnumber these people by 4 billion. Do your supreme mathematics. What is the population of this earth? How can minority rule the majority? By making us think that we are a minority, by dividing us by these false titles. You understand? We can prove it even to today. You got somebody in Fifth Ward, Houston, beefing and want to kill somebody in Third Ward, Houston, like they a different person just because they separated by downtown sky rises. This is crazy. We got people up in the north. Maybe you might be in New York. You're going through the same stuff we're going through in Houston, in Texas. You can call yourself a Muslim, a Christian, a Hebrew, a Kemetic. But when the crackers come out and kill you or go after your children, they see you all as one. You can speak English. You can speak Spanish. And then check this out. Somebody comes and immigrates here. They might be from North America. They might be the most melanated person you ever met. But when they become citizens, guess what they put a, call them? White.
Everything.
How about that? And then they think they're different than us. Oh, we can't be around those black Americans. Don't go to the ghetto. They think they're different from us. This is madness. And see, I listened to these tapes of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. May he rest in peace and his immortal spirit continue to be the power that helps to fuel us and navigate us. He is immortalized. He's not immortalized just because he was a beautiful black man and because he, and that he was, but his work, his deed, his life, his death was for black people like Malcolm, like Harriet. Why do we remember these people? Millions of people come and go, but the ones who stand and live and die for the people, they become immortalized. Because it's not about everybody want to sit around and hear a good speech. Want to be entertained. You still got the church house mentality where you want to hear something good, clap your hands, maybe drop something in the tides, and go on out the door and go back to the same you two was doing before you walked in the door. But what about the fact that 5 days out the week, you going and instead of being involuntary indentured servant. Now you a volunteer indentured servant. What is an indentured servant? They serve until they pay off a debt. What are you doing when you go on these plantations that you call jobs, but working to pay off a debt to cover your roof over your head, clothes on your back, food in your mouth, in your stomach, and maybe a little some of entertainment. But you still, for the majority of us, are going to the so-called children of the so-called wannabe slave owners. So we have to change all of that. We have to accept what's going on here. I heard some background going on. There's some background going on. Somebody maybe need to mute their mic. We are here to honor and give respect to the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad. I say the best way to do that is to be about his work. To be about his work. You looking for the next Dr. Khalid? Go look in the mirror. Stop sitting around waiting on somebody to come save you. We're all we got and we're all we need. How many times you gonna listen to the tape or the video before you get up and do something? Everybody's got a role to play. Black liberation. You sitting around trying to still follow these wicked, wicked, wicked people. Look at those hearings that they just had about what they're doing to their, to the, over there in Israel. America pays the reparations to Israel for what happened in you know, for a few years. Why is America paying the reparations? Billions of dollars a month going over to Israel. For Israel to be bombing other human beings, trying to destroy and literally saying Netanyahu, literally saying they want to wipe the seed away, destroy children. Any opportunity for them to rebirth, to be rebirthed, women, hospitals, feeding them. Well, what does it have to do with us? Because they're doing the same thing to us. On a daily basis, Let's do the numbers. Thousands and thousands of black people are murdered by the pigs. We are subject to ethnic cleansing and genocide right here in America. Black people. Our population is dwindling. They're locking us up. They got our children's minds all messed up. You got men walking around with tights and pumps on. And women walking around with their pants sagging like they're men. A man and a man can't reproduce, and a woman can't reproduce. They're doing all kind of ways to destroy us, to get rid of our seed. It's happening right here, right in front of us. We're participating in it. We have to change the paradigm shift. We have women, beautiful, beautiful black women, walking around here with glued on fur. It's not hair. We have hair. Our hair stands up like a crown, like a halo. It is the only thing on the planet Earth that defies gravity. Real talk. It is a distinguishing. Just like our skin, our lips, our noses. These are beautiful. But you want to change yourself and your look to look like Becky? Are you serious? You're beautiful, sisters. Stop doing these things to yourself. You don't need to go down to Miami and have them suck your stomach out and put something in your body and do all these things, and then you turn around and have degeneration and rotting of your body while you're alive that some of these sisters are experiencing. Do you know that one of the things Willie Lynch said that we take for granted, he, in that letter, he said he would make us unnatural. And in making us unnatural, woman against the man against the woman, emasculate the black man, leave the black woman alone, have us fighting over our differences, our color, our age, how we talk, how our hair look, you know. These are things where the minority has control over the majority. And we have to break the paradigm shift. We have to be the paradigm shift that breaks all of these spells of black inferiority. We are not the inferior. We are the dominant. We are the original. We are the best. And of course, we might be a little off. I mean, look what we've been through. We've been through 5 centuries of rape, murder, enslavement, torture, beating. They wiped everything out. And yet, in 100 or so years, we've managed to basically truly dominate everything. But we just dominating it, and we do it naturally, but we dominate it with a white mind. Look to the day, and it's here, and let's make it happen. Let's be a part of it happening when we are dominated with our white mind. We are totally doing for self. And that could truly happen. That will happen. But it is on us to lay the way. It is on our watch right now. What was Dr. Collins' last message? Enough of the Negro stuff. Enough of the Negro stuff. You want to be the one. You want to be the one. You want to be the one so bad, you be hating on the next one. You want to be the one so bad, you will conspire to take down the next one. Whoever I'm talking to, if it's not you, I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about the ones that go around here causing division and rifts and selling out because you want to be the head Negro on the plantation or the most seen Negro on the plantation. How about we be about getting all of us free and liberated? How about each of us take the lane and the talent that we are naturally possessed with or blessed with, and we use that lane and we motivate brothers and sisters along the way, and we all get on code. We all get on code and stay on code. And when somebody's off code, you check that. I'm so, you know, full with the energy and the understanding of Black Power Takeover. Nothing less. That it's difficult for me to comprehend the Negro mess. I have like a short tolerance on it, a short fuse on it. not to the point of where it's like, where I'm not loving our brothers and sisters, but to the point of like not tolerating, you know, like tough love. And you don't have to be all mean and nasty to your brothers and sisters to get them to come to the dark side. Be a sincere sister and brother. People can read when you fake, yeah. Your natural instinct will let you know if somebody means you well or not. Your demeanor will give you off. The little slick words you say will show you off. But if you're sincere and you really love your people, you're really about it, that will exude from you. And that will even your enemy bow down to that. Do you know how many crackers be trying to be all in our face? We have to shoo them away. Like, now, I had to watch my language. I forgot I was on the radio. We have literally kicked these crackers out of our establishments, we events we have. We tell them, go teach your own kind. And you know what? We're being sent into a venue now, still be out there sitting on the sidewalk. Oh, can you please just accept me? We don't have to do anything but be our black, beautiful selves, get our right minds together. That's the way we must honor not only Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, but I'm going to even say, you know, Dr. King. I used to be a Dr. King lover when I was a kid. Dr. Martin Luther King, we used to call him. And then when I came into the movement, I was like, oh, King was a sellout, I thought. And then, you know what, one time I was it was funny because this really happened. I'm going to tell the truth. Several years back, one of my comrades, I should say, we were doing we were trying to get a radio station in New Orleans after Katrina, and we went to this conference, and we went to a conference in Memphis, as a matter of fact, and we found out, I didn't know at the time, they were talking about the Black History Museum, and I didn't realize until I saw that Cadillac outside, the African American History Museum. And I saw that Cadillac outside these hotel that was connected to the museum. And I was like, oh, snap, this is where Dr. King, I remember the picture, got murdered at. And I saw the exhibit, and it was an exhibit. It was like some jail cell bars. And it was a letter written in red. You know, when somebody read a letter in red from jail, they say write it in blood, you know, red ink. And it was some boots, like the same jungle boots we wear in our uniform. So those were supposed to be Dr. King boots. And I read the letter. It was a letter from the Birmingham jail. And he was talking about how he was abandoned, you know what I'm saying, or felt abandoned. And he had been betrayed, you know. And then I was like, dang, you know what I'm saying. And I started looking more and more, and it took me on a journey. And I started reading the drum major speech and another speech about if I had a sneeze and how I changed the war in Vietnam. And I started doing more research about how he was meeting with Malcolm and even Elijah and, you know what I'm saying, and was evolving. Sometimes people evolve. What if Malcolm or somebody, I don't know who helped him to evolve or what his true spirit already was, but what if somebody that we're talking to today, they might be a kind of little Negro-minded, but so-called Negro-minded. But why don't we take the time to help show them the right way and help them to evolve? We so mean to each other. We really be really hateful towards each other. But why? Because we've been taught like that. We've been taught to not like each other. She light skinned. She dark skinned. What the heck does that matter? We black. And then we pass that foolishness to our kids. We must be the change that we're looking for. Y'all people sit there and ride on Dr. Khaled energy. Use his name. He and our ancestors have done the work. In the supernatural realm, I know we get help from our ancestors because we've been on maneuvers and stuff that we couldn't possibly have gotten away with, we got away with, and we know it comes from the Most High and the ancestors. But the fact that we was there and cared is the reason why they're there to help us. You got some people just think that they just going to pray and let the ancestors do it. But we right here, on our watch. We got work to do. Call on Dr. Cowley when it's his birthday. Be that student, that continuation, that, what do you call it, that disciple of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad daily. Make your own tracks to where 100 years from now, somebody will say, yo, Sharif such and such did that. Sister Nigel did such and such did that. Sister Khadija did that. Sister Yah did that. Brother Akbar did that. Brother Shay did that. Brother Lightning did that. Sister Crystal did that. For the people, not for ourselves individually. Not for our individual glory, but for our people, because we cannot pass this madness to the next generation. We shouldn't have to fear of our men walking out the street and not coming back in the door. Our children walking out the door and not coming back in. Our sisters, because they have the target on all our back, I'm here to tell you. They mean us no good. They want us, just like Netanyahu said about the people of Gaza, this is how these so-called wannabe white supremacists feel about all of us. And they are engaging in warfare against us on a daily basis. Propaganda warfare, medical apartheid, educational apartheid. I've been to so many schools, and all of them, from college to beauty school to art school, taught so-called white supremacy and black inferiority. Even in math, you sure you can't be racist in math? Yes. They start saying Pythagorism had this theory and such had this theory. No one just came from black people. Geography. I'm like, sure, they can't make geography racist. Yes, they did. They start talking about the different continents. This continent has these resources and these resources and these resources. And when they get to Africa, they start talking about disease and pestilence. These fool systems indoctrinate our children and adults into so-called overstating the white supremacy and black inferiority complexes. And then on a Sunday or a Saturday, whatever day you worship, then you're going to get many of our people, they go and worship a white deity. So automatically in their minds, if the whitey is God, then that must mean the blacks are the devil. And you wonder why they are children are so quick to murder one another, because they see each other as devils when we are really gods. I want to thank Imam Akbar. I love Imam Akbar. Straight up. Black Lightning, he wild. He be tripping me out. But you got to respect the genuineness. Once again, we thank Yasantawa for her consistency and the work she does in New York and in the region. And everybody that's even having the intelligence to listen in, to tune in to Black Power Radio, it means you got to be on a higher frequency in the first place. Black Power salute. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to say a few words. You can reach us at nbpp.org. You can reach us at in the newblackpantherparty.com. It don't matter if you go to the site or you see Akbar, if you go to the site, see Sister Crystal, we are one. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. And we certainly do thank our honorable chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, and her whole network of activist, revolutionary, and military strength that she brings to the equation to make successful black revolution is the only solution toward the teaching of Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and all of those that are right-minded people is a form of revolution that must take place in order to bring about complete and constructive change. And those complete and constructive changes come about from us doing things differently and getting the results that in the vision. We're here to fulfill the vision of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and the continuity of Shaka Zulu and the continuity of Nat Turner the continuity of Malcolm X and those freedom fighters that stood out from Stephen Biko and from Prince Lumumba and Kwame Nkrumah and all of those great ones standing up today. We have a line of freedom fighters with Brother Chris of South Africa. It just goes to a list of revolutionaries. The conduits many times, guys like Huey P. Rose, chairman that came out of London, England, and Sister Shasha Johnson that come out of London. Those people that align themselves with Black revolutions, and many times they align themselves with Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And Sister Shasha had just accepted the teachings of Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and accepted to follow this pattern and this network with this Shaky Man, with Sister Crystal, others, Chairwoman Janae, and those freedom fighters that will stand on the front line and give their life protecting Black people. But they will kill for the revolution. I don't care if you give your life and kill and go to jail. You're not worth a fuck to me in nobody's jail, and you ain't worth a damn to me dead. But if we both team up in the right way, we both can kill for the Black revolution, and then we both get to return to our families. You got to be sensible in your revolution, brother and sister. You got to think complete thoughts. You got to work in complete work. Don't start no task over here and a task over there. Work, complete that task with this farming to array. Say, stay ready for the revolution. Stay ready for the revolution. So you organize. That's what we're doing right here. We organize. And then you go out and fight. And then you organize and go out and fight some more. You come back and organize. You can never have too much organization. Because organization and truth and then revolution and liberation is all in one move. It's a swift move when you know your martial arts and your stratagems and you must know the arts of war at this hour. It's a multitude of things you must not show thyself approved till you divinely approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. This is work. It takes on the nature of the character. It could get potentially muddy. And Malcolm standing and telling you that, hey, it could be potentially bloody. If you ain't ready for mud, guts, and blood, well, then maybe revolution should not be included in your vocabulary. You shouldn't fight for something and don't know what you're fighting for. That's why you must study until the divine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, approve of your study. Because yourself, because you've been dipped in so much doo-doo and dipped in the Paleolithic cannibalistic slave man and slave mind and slave master's mentality, that you ain't fit to fight Black. That's why they ain't fighting on the side of Black revolution, because they ain't fit for their own revolution. And that's what Shaky Man Akbar is, to clean you up and make you fit for revolution. With Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him. If he was here today, he would again bring you to me so that I can clean you up and make you fit for your own Black revolution. Oh, you got to get stronger in what you do today. If you plan to stay here or anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, but you get your mind right, you get your rap tight, and go tighten up your soldiers, go on a massive recruitment and get your soldiers and line them up against your enemy. We're not here to assimilate you into no goddamn burning house. We ain't here to appease the white man. We're not here to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips. We ain't here for the sing the 10 verses of the Kumbaya, stand up, do the James Brown, mashed potatoes, alligators, then get jump up there and do the Rodney King shuffle. Homie King, we all get along. Goddamn it, if we were getting along, you wouldn't need no Black Panther to come on the line and tell you these things. Oh, I wish you could get up and see the vision. Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Oh, you be talking like we talk. You hear with Crystal Hamam. You hear with Shaky Member. You hear with Yah Santa. You hear with Dr. Truthman. You hear with Black Lightning. You hear what Kevin Walt is telling you tonight. And if it doesn't cause you to motivate, it doesn't cause you to change something or do something differently than what you were doing, then goddamn it, you ain't even fit to live. You must be touched by your own revolution. If you are not, you are living perpendicular dead. You're the walking dead. You're physically alive,
but spiritually and mentally dead at this hour, saying Black Power. Well, we thank you all again for coming online with us tonight. Is anybody here to have anything that must be said that has not been said? I mean, even if you want to repeat something that's been said, well, now's your time, because we got an open mic on Black Power Radio for you to drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, because it's too goddamn hot to hold.
Well, we know.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Love and Unity. Black Power.
Oh, Black Power, Black Power. Well, I wanted to, and thank you for Krista Muhammad, National Chairwoman, standing her ground as well. I mean, that woman is underrated, when I tell you. It's not easy organizing at the level that she has for the years of dedication, and she's not one to play with. So I am humbly grateful to be under the two leadership of our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and our national chairwoman, Krista Muhammad, because they really do live the life of revolution, and it's not something to be taken lightly. So I just want to put that out there. So she mentioned Sasha Johnson, who we must never, ever forget the tragedy or near tragedy that happened to her May 23rd, 2021. Now, she's a British-born Panther, and she was born 1993. But unfortunate circumstances, just like the oppressor here in these states, it starts with the original motherland for them, which is England. And so she had to bear the brunt of fighting the revolution, but at a party, at a house party nonetheless, five men went into the house and shot her in her head, point blank. And she has been hospitalized ever since then. Five of the men were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder at that time. And a second man was charged on June 12th, and the two other men were charged on June 17th with conspiracy to murder. Unfortunately, the four of the five men were scheduled to stand trial March 2022, but the trial was abandoned in February 2022, and so the defendants were formally found not guilty, and the prosecution offered no defense. So this is why we must always pay homage, especially on a day where we're honoring Khalid Abdul Muhammad, that we got to honor those who have really given their lives to the point of injury to this day. And we must support them in prayer, in support, especially to our comrades who were taken into prisoners of war. There is still many of our comrades in there that have been spending years behind that wall. And we must live for them. We must continue to be the voice for our comrades who are not in position to continue the fight as they can or as they should. So Sasha Johnson, I always want to give her a pair of homage and bring up her name any opportunity that we can, and I want everyone to say her name, Sasha Johnson. Sasha Johnson. Sasha Johnson. Because
Sasha
she
Johnson.
Represents
Sasha Johnson. Sasha Johnson.
Sasha Johnson.
Let me write that name.
Right on.
Hey, give me a pen.
And she, thank God that even though she's still alive, she's still fighting a battle in that hospital. And we want to hope and pray to God for her eventual recovery. I believe her sister was on the show last year, and Sister Janae has kept in contact with the family as well. To this day, there's no justice, Black family. That's why we keep telling you, we didn't choose a lifestyle of self-determination. It is the ultimate goal, because there is no other choice. Absolutely not. How many times that we have done what we are supposed to do? We've been working for free for 400 years, trying to get equality, still working for the man, and they still think us less than. So why do we even care about the opposition and how they feel about us? We already know. The question is are we willing to continue to bridge the gap with each other? We have to start building our own. And today was actually a great historical day. They had a plebiscite teach-in this morning. They had a couple of notables, activists that have been doing the reparations work, the voting plebiscite work, the self-determination work. Our brother Ramsey Ingus as one of them that were giving a presentation today. But what it was historically that happened was a step in the right direction as far as what reparations can be achieved. So there is a survey, a plebiscite survey of official ballot that we'll discuss more about in the upcoming weeks. But progress is being made, comrades. Progress is being made, Black family. Understand that you may not see every work that's being done, but trust me, we have someone working on every corner of self-determination as we move forward. And so I'd like to just remind us of the 10-point program or the 10-point platform that originally got us where we are today. And so this 10-point platform, as Bobby Seals was eloquently at a forum stating simply, these are the things that we asked for. We ain't no different than nobody else. We are human beings like everybody else. But unfortunately, we have to have that reflected on legislation. We have to have that reflected with our Black businesses not being burnt down as they did in Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 1920s. We have to remember that we are the most sought out. Our Black men are the most sought out. Our Black women are the most disrespected. And this, it just comes with the territory of being the original man. But when we take that energy amongst each other, as Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad stated, we can't do that. There's absolutely no room for us to do that continually in 2024 and beyond. So what we wanted since 1966, we wanted freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black community. We believe that our people will not be free to determine our destiny. Number two, we want full employment for our people. We believe that the federal government is responsible and obliged to give every man employment. But when they don't, we still got to keep it moving for self-determination. We ain't going to depend on him to give us anything. We just got to take it when the time comes. Number three, we want to end the robbery and the capitalism of our Black community. We believe and we know that this government has robbed us since the beginning of time. And what we got to do, we got to keep it moving. Keep it moving and build, Black family. Number four, we want decent housing fit for shelter and human beings. How many of our families right now, Black families that we know, that are going through homelessness, unnecessarily overrepresented in the homeless sector is Black families. So when I tell you there's something seriously wrong with that, we got to find the source of that problem and fix it, Black family. Number five, we want education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches our true history and our role in the present-day society. Black family, we can't do nothing without educating ourselves. As we stated before, everything that we do, you got to study and show yourselves approved. National Chairman mentioned, yes, a couple of books, The Art of War, as one of them. These are the tactical books that gives us strategy on how we need to maneuver. We can't do anything upon ignorance. We can't stand on a soapbox without the right data and information. We got to continue to be students. That's why in the Nation of Islam, they constantly have student ministers. Even if they've been in the game 50, 60, 70 years, their title will still be student minister for a reason, because they are constantly even with the vast knowledge and position that some of the leaders may have. Number six, we want all black men and women to be exempt from the military service. Now, in the times of the 60s, we know that people were still being drafted. That really doesn't apply too much in nowadays. But still, if you voluntarily work or enroll, enlist in the military, that is on you. But know that who you're fighting for.
You may have muted, Sister Truth Fang.
Something happened. I can't hear nothing.
You may have muted,
I just heard the,
MOJ.
I just heard the brother, Black Light.
Yes, sir. I think Sister Truth Fang.
This K. DeWalt.
Muted.
This, yeah, this K. DeWalt. But since they can't hear Dr. Truth Bay, she was talking about the 12-point program, right? Or the 10-point program.
Let's just say I got it right here. Because I was thinking as she was speaking we are talking about Dr. Collins today. Dr. Collins changed the 10-point platform up a little
right.
bit for us.
Okay.
And I'll just go over the basics is we want freedom, number one. Number two,
we want
full employment. Number three, we want tax exemption. Number four, we want decent housing. Number five, we want education, our story, not their story. Number six,
right.
we want our people exempt from the military. Number seven, we want an end to the police harassment and brutality. Number eight, we want freedom for those incarcerated of ours. Number nine, we want our people tried by peers in their community. And number 10, an end to the racist death penalty. Black power. That's our 10-point platform revised by Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. So the people know the history. We go all the way back to Bobby Seale, Huey P. Newton, and Eldridge Cleaver,
yes,
and the original Black Panthers starting in Oakland. And they just want to give the people a basic plan that they could go by. But as you know, we in the Vietnam era and this and that. So when they revised it, for the inner cities that we live in today. So I just want to throw that in. And, divine intervention that made the mic go off because I was sitting there thinking it, that Dr. Collins, yes, that is the original, but Dr. Collins
yes,
did revise it. So for those Panthers out there coming under the teachings of Dr. Khalid and under the regime that come down from Aaron Michaels, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Malik Zulu Shabazz, Akhenaten and Zynga, down to our Sheikh Imam Akbar, National Chairman, and National Chair Crystal Muhammad. Black power. We under a strong regime that we can't lose, you know. We got great minds working with us, and we got great strategists working with us. We got fearless warriors working with us. And salute to Brother Haram on the line. He'll be coming up, so look out for him, you know.
Most definitely.
Another strong Black Panther warrior. So Black
yes,
Power.
Sir.
And yes,
Black
sir, we're going to keep it black and keep it strong. Black Power,
black
MOJ, what happened? Did you go in a dead zone or something? Sheikh Imam Akbar, you with us?
I think they lines are on mute.
Oh, man, don't tell me that, because I have to go into my Black Power Radio 2.0.
Oh, man, go ahead and put a little bit more of that Dr. Khalib Abdul Muhammad back on.
Well, we got it ingrained in us. Like you said, we don't want to be a happy slave, you know?
No happy slave. You know what they said. The white race is absolutely disagreeable to get along with the beast. That's what Dr. Khalib Abdul Muhammad said. He said the white races are absolutely disagreeable to get along with in peace. No other people on the face of the earth have been able to get along with the white people since white people been on our planet. Now, this is what Dr. Khalil Abdul Muhammad said. And when he said that, and I used to watch those videos, man, he used to electrify me, because I just knew that we were the original people of this planet. Even just biologically, it's so much evidence to show that we are the original people. And why should people get so mad when the truth is being told?
That's right.
You can't get upset with something that is unfutable, and it's just the truth, and you can't deny it. So,
well, let them just praise them.
Let them live in peace, and we're just gonna keep on doing what we do. We're just gonna keep on doing the right thing for the right things for our people, for all the right reasons.
That's right. That's right. Do it out of love, not hate.
Out of love, not hate, and we don't hate nobody else. This
God
is a self-defense.
Only love can conquer hate.
Yes, right. This is a self-defense.
But see, I know what he meant by that is we love our people enough to fight for them harder. You know?
Yes, sir.
And like they don't want to. They always want to flip the script. They want to make the angels into the devils and the devils into the angels. Goodness gracious!
Yeah, they just turn it inside out and try to give it to us backwards. But, you know, when you become a learner of people and you understand the semantics that they have put out there against us as people, we're very, very brilliant people. So it doesn't take much to know that most of our people come from geniuses. It doesn't take much to know this. We just got to keep doing what we're doing and showing that black love and black unity.
Heaven's looking
up to
love the sky.
That black love and that black unity. I'm so electrified when I be hearing these brothers and sisters talk. I ain't had so many like-minded people around me in so long. It feels so electrifying. It just puts me in a whole different position to know that God is real, and I believe in God. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's right. So with all that said, we can only say black power and a strong black revolution. We're just thankful that all of you are here and that we have stood up for black revolution and know that black revolution is the only solution, that black power is a lifestyle. And if you get everything to conform to that lifestyle and the environment, then you're doing your black revolution. We're just thankful to all of this. Anybody else that has something to say, something that has not been said, that must be said, like I say, now is the time.
Okay.
Yeah, they have you looking in the sky for the UFOs and for the angels, but the messengers, are right here on Earth. The messengers will be walking by. Are you looking up?
I love
it. Pay attention to what's going on in front of you. Listen, what they say, those who have ears will be on Black Power Radio hearing it. And those that have eyes will be in the trenches with us seeing it and living it. And Black Power is definitely a way of life, not a phrase, not a catchphrase, a way of life. And then somebody's got to hold the line. And then you also say, well, I can't let any enemy get past our line to get to our people. Just can't happen.
That's right.
You know? So that's why we have, we say freedom or death, you know? Because it just ain't going to happen easily, you know. And and we do, like Dr. Collins said, it's about self-defense, meaning
that's
right. We not go and look for no trouble. We're just not letting, as Bobby Seale said when he was given his original 10-point platform.
We ain't running from no
trouble. If everybody had weapons, if everybody had rifles standing by the windows, we could patrol our own neighborhoods, and
right.
They would be less likely to brutalize a brother if they know that everybody in the block got a rifle by the window. And then we can be our own black patrol. We don't need them brutalizing us no more, putting their knees on the necks no more. And we definitely don't need to stand around and just film it no more. That's why they got the George Floyd Act, which means we can step in. It means the cops better step in. If they don't, we'll step in. You know, like Malcolm X said, if you don't take the hood off, we'll snatch it off for you. So Black Power, been doing, don't want to forget everybody, a shout out to the Facebook crowd out there. Hope y'all see the numbers so y'all call in tomorrow. Same black time, same black station. What's this, 515-605-9889. And that's for Black Power Radio. And drop a buck in the bucket. A penny or a 20 on the $77 Bakers, so we can make sure that we get to where we need to be, you know. Sometimes there's not enough vehicles, and then sometimes we have more people than we have vehicles. So put on the hashtag Black Power Bus for Us or BP Bus for Us. And that's $77 Bakers. Black Power.
Black Power.
You got the music,
black
or do I?
Strong black military and a strong black revolution for we the people. And we thank everyone that came tonight. We'll be right back tomorrow night. We're again on the eve of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We have a piece on Martin Luther King tomorrow. We hope that you'll join us here at Black Power Radio at 515-605-9889. Again, for all of you who are numerically pure at heart, try 515-605-9889. If you have trouble getting in, dial 202-550-8521. Again, 202-550-8521. If you have any questions or issues with Black Power Radio, they're supposed to be patching it up and putting it back together, and the rest remains to be seen. We thank you again. We say assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Strong black military, the black to call. Before we hit Marvin Gaye button,
someone about to say something. Black Power.
Welcome to Allah. Wa barakatuh. Wonder what he said. May the peace and the blessing and the mercy of Allah be unto you, is what he said. Anybody else said something? I heard a voice.
Peace and blessing.
I think it was Boozy Badass. He was, oh, never mind. Go ahead, Queen Mother.
Your sister, Queen Mother.
Yeah, I went to clean up my kitchen, put my little food away, wash dishes. So peace and blessings. I'll be on tomorrow. I just want to tell y'all good night. And have a pleasant and peaceful dreams. Have a peaceful slumber.
Likewise, beloved sister, thank you for your dedication, your loyalty. And you're a true soldier, a real trooper, and you always show up consistently. And we thank the Almighty God of the world for the blessings.
Y'all pray for my lungs before you go to sleep tonight, because they're working properly. Just say a little, whisper a little prayer for me, please. My lungs.
Say a little prayer for you.
Prayer for Queen Mother to be in all healing energies, be around and surround her in me in Yahshua name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
However you all say, whether you say Allah
you
or you say Allah. however you say it, just pray to the universe for all the healing powers to be around
me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Nobody
else.
Some say Buddha.
And each night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
My baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
That's it. I don't know if I should be playing Lil Boozy or not. Should we end it with Lil Boozy? Should I end it with some Lil Boozy?
Tell all the stars above.
I think that's
this
yes.
is dedicated.
I'm
going to
take that
as I love.
Man, hey, man. Thank you.
Check it out.
You don't know about my sorrow. I don't know how to hear my sorrow. You don't know about my sorrow.
To me, black power to the 10th degree, black power. Now, if you want to hit him with the Marvin, I know you're about ready.
Killer background.
Black power.
Right, black power. Black power. Well, all that's been said, we already know. Marvin Gaye said it best. And keep it all strong. Keep it black. By all means and every means, please keep it revolutionary.
Us everything, and all.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America. We are pan-Africanists. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with deals the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children. And you're going help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race. And be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Give me a record. Give me a record.
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.